you shoot that, everyone needs to record.
So we previously explained that when it comes to Blila Ava, where you're mixing together at least Chasichos, Ketanos, or smaller, in a way that it becomes a single unit, then we're talking about a Chashash Lisha de Araisa. And to the extent that we are Choshesh for Shitas Rebbe, Shinoi does not help L'chachila when it comes to a Shir B'Seder HaNesina. Gemara only introduces Shir B'Seder HaNesina for Blila Raka, not for a Blila Ava. So the default is that if we're dealing with a Blila Ava, we're talking about a Chashash D'Araisa, and a Shinoi would help, and the post can only discuss in very extenuating circumstances, are there grounds to go like the Ikar Din, and maybe we make a Din, assume like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and then a Shinoi Bofer Gibol could work. But as a baseline, anytime we're dealing with the Blila Ava, we should do everything possible to avoid having to encounter the Shaila on Shabbos. When it comes to Blila Raka, so there, Shinuyim work, and the Psak of the Ramah, based on the Tumas HaDeshen, the way the Mishabur explains, is that at least the Chachila, we require both the Shinoi V'Seder HaNesina and the Shinoi V'Seder HaGibol, or V'Shinoi V'Gibol. That's what the Tumas HaDeshen holds. The Chazanish thinks that many Rishonim disagree. The Chazanish thinks that according to many Rishonim, Bistima Sashonim, even according to Yosef Yehuda, a Shinoi V'Seder HaNesina would work, and therefore a Shinoi V'Gibol would be superfluous and unnecessary. That's the Chazanish position. He thinks that many Rishonim hold their weight, but bottom line, we generally assume L'Halacha, at least as a L'Chafila matter, like the Mishabruah's understanding of the Ramah based on the Tumas HaDeshen, that when we're dealing with the Blila Raka, we would recommend doing a Shinoi both B'Seder HaNesina and a Shinoi B'Ofen HaGibol. We had mentioned last time that Ramosha points out in one of his Tumas Rabbi Eider that when it comes to the hierarchy of Shinoi and B'Seder HaGibol, a Shinoi of Shesi V'Arev is the best Shinoi possible. Now, it's interesting that the Ramah, again, based on the Tumas HaDeshen, when he presents Shinoi B'Seder HaGibol, Shinoi B'Ofen HaGibol in Sift HaZayin, there the Ramah just talks about a Shinoi of using Yad or Etzva as opposed to Kli. Yeshamad Eliyar B'Kaf El B'Yad. There the Mishavur points out Sif Katan Sama Gimel from the Eliyar Rabbah that Etzva works, or shaking the Kli itself works. That's the Gemara on Kufman that we saw. The Rosh Hashanah points out that Shesiv Arev is a Kol Shekei. I mean, we already encountered Shesiv Arev earlier. Shesiv Arev is the best kind of Shinoi. So it's true that Tumas HaDeshen is talking about a Shinoi be'etzva, but that's not to the exclusion of Shesiv Arev. If that works, then Shesiv Arev works me Kol Shekei. And again, that's what we assume, that we're talking about a Shinoi be'ofen HaGibol. The Mishabura was dismissive as to whether you can rely on being Ba'arif Benachas alone, but using Etzba or using Shesiv Arev would be a sufficient Shinoi Ba'ofen HaGibol. Ramosha has a Chiddush in Tshuva Yud to Rabbi Eider. Ramosha writes that wherever Shinoi works B'Gibol, in addition to the Shinuyim that the Gemara tells you explicitly, you can also be Megabel with the top of a spoon or the top of a fork. Just like we encounter that kind of a Shinoi by Kata de Sakina for Tochein, Rosh assumes the same Kata de Sakina flavor Shinoi would work for Lisha as well. So you can even be Ma'arev with the normal strength and vigor, as long as you're not using the Kli in the normal fashion. If you use it upside down, you use the top of the spoon, top of the knife, that would be equivalent to Kata de Sakina. Rabbi Ribiat quotes this in his book, La'alacha. Rabbi Willig was skeptical whether that's the case. He thought that's a big Kiddush, and there's no source for that, because Ein Lecha Ela the Shinuyin that Chazal tell us, and the Hechatesi to transfer a Shinuy from Tochein to Lisha. assuming, as we've been assuming till now, that there's a chashash of a malacha deraisa when it comes to nesinas mayim, the belila ava, and the shina wouldn't help you over there. And therefore, under default circumstances, it's hard to rely on doing any act of lisha belila ava. But are there exceptions to this? Are there cases where we may be more comfortable, or kinds of consistencies that we may be more comfortable, even in a belila ava, that maybe doesn't really create the kind of belila ava that would concern us? So there's a prima gadim, Mishmas Hatzav, Sivkata, and Yud Beis, who assumes that there's a problem of lisha if you mix shmalz, or if you mix congealed honey into a mixture, even though it's not a liquid, it's not going to flow. But if you're mixing that into a mixture, then that'll create a belila ava, which would be problematic in the world of lisha. So if you take that prima gadim as such, that potentially could apply to something of the consistency of mayonnaise or ketchup, that would be subject to a concern of lisha. And if that's the case, then that'll be relevant also to making any kind of a egg salad or a tuna salad with tiny pieces using mayonnaise. Yeah.
You can have a rugobo mixture.
Right.
You add honey to it, and that's what the Drew Ben's talking about?
A mixture that you're going to be megabel by adding honey. Talking about congealed honey. So the honey is congealed, or schmaltz is not liquid, it's congealed, and that ostensibly is still a problem of lisha.
If you use that as the agent in the chavar pieces.
Correct. That nesinas mayonnaise, or nesinas dvash karish, nesinas schmaltz, would be a violation of lisha according to Rebbe, just putting the two substances together, even without doing any act of gibel. So that's what the prima gadim there says in Mishmas Hatzav Sukkot and Yud Beis at face value. That's what Rabbi Karp writes, Lahalacha, that you should be machmer like that, that nesinas mayonnaise or nesinas dvash karish, nesinas shmaltz is a chashash of a malacha deraisa. And that's what the Ayil Meshulash, who we haven't yet quoted on Lisha, we quoted Ayil Meshulash extensively on Borer, but there's a more recent volume, Ayil Meshulash, on Lisha. I didn't look at the Abdama here, but the Ayil doesn't apply to Lisha, but Meshulash is Midlash on Lisha. So he assumes, of course, on this and Karelis that way as well, that L'chachila, Yishuv Yimachmer on Nesinas Mayonnaise. Although he does point out that maybe mayonnaise arguably is better than schmaltz because the consistency is such that maybe it's less, it mixes less than schmaltz would. However, many of the contemporary sfarim point out that if you look at the totality of the prima gadim there, the Prima Gadim does write, even though he says that you're not allowed to be no saying schmaltz into a mixture subject to lisha, but he has a line that even according to Rebbe, it's not a chiyuv katas, it's not a malacha deraisa. What does it mean it's not a malacha deraisa? Rebbe Karp explains, he thinks what he means is that and the nesina alone, a regular act of nesinas mayim, let's say classic nesinas mayim and kamach, the nesinas mayim alone is going to cause a consistent mixture of the kamach with the mayim. You put water at the kamach, so now I have a whole mixture where the water and the kamach are all intermingled. If I put mayonnaise into some other substance, so it may mix at the point of contact, but it's not going to mix in toto. And that point of contact may be pachas mikashir, so maybe that's why it's not a malacha daraisa. But the Shvi'ah Shabbos writes, and it's like, yeah.
Pachas mikashir is also
It's not a chiyuv katas. Sorry. Not a chiyuv katas. So the Shvi'ah Shabbos writes, and it's like, Dhamma Talash Oz Vav, that no, maybe according to Rebbe, if you put schmaltz into, let's say, finely chopped eggs or onions or something that you're going to mix it with, so if just in the sinas has schmaltz into that substance, maybe mutter, because if you're not going to mix it, you don't really have a tarobas there. You don't have the schmaltz or the dvash karish or the mayonnaise isn't really mixing together with the substance that you inserted it into. And he points out the Tosefta, that the Shilta Gibarim quotes, Shilta Gibarim nun chesamad al tadafi rifos aleph, nun chesamad al tadafi rifos aleph, Tosefta writes, perik yudim alach yabez, nosnim shum shemin vegozim l'sof dvash, ubilvad shelo yigadel. So you're allowed to place sesame seeds, walnuts, into dvash. Presumably we're talking about shum shemin vegozim that are of a consistency that would potentially be subject to leish or gibol, as long as you're not megava. So you can put the shum shemin vegozim into dvash, and that is not a violation of, that's not an isur nesina, that would be a problem of lisha. So the Shvisa Shabbos assumes, and he assumes the Shilta Gibor reads it this way also in the Tosefta, that Tosefta is not only leave the Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, that Tosefta is leave the Rebbe as well. But even according to Rebbe, there are certain substances that are not subject to an isur of nesina. And those substances, or liquid substances, if it's real liquid that you're going to mix or be no sane into a kamach-like substance, that's going to be a malacha d'oraisa, according to Rebbe, nesinas mayim. But nesinas dvash, or nesinas schmaltz, or nesinas mayonnaise, into shum shemin, the Shvisa Shabbos thinks that that could be mutter, even according to Rebbe. So that's the case, and that Orcha Shabbos closest from Rosh Hashanah Zalman, if that's the case, then it would be mutter to put mayonnaise into, let's say, finely chopped eggs on Shabbos. Even if her kosher she does Rebbe, that's not an isser in the Sinas Mayim. Now the only potential isser is going to be one of Gibol, and that Gibol could be addressed by Shinuyim b'Gibol. Baruch HaShabbos quotes that from Shalom Zalman, the Shabbos Kitchen quotes that from Rav Yashiv, based on the Shvisas HaShabbos, that maybe there's no Isser of Nesinas Mayonnaise into finely chopped food substances, and the only potential problem would be one of the Gibol, and the Gibol could be addressed with a Shinuyim. Baruch HaShabbos points out, however, that Berlacha doesn't sound that way. Berlacha in Simin Shin Yotas Seif Yud Zayin, Shin Yotas Seif Yud Zayin Dibur Maskil Shin Osnin. So Berlacha assumes that, according to Rebbe, there is an Isser of Nesinas Dvash, and assumes that that Tosefta is only a leader of Yosef of Yehuda. The Shum Shemin Tosefta is not true according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, there would be an Isser of Nesina Shum Shemin Vegozim L'toch HaDvash. The Yerucha Shabbos says, so maybe you have to say, if you want the Mishabrua, if you want to co-opt the Mishabrua into your camp, so you have to say that the Mishabrua understood we're talking about more liquidy Dvash, not Dvash Karush, but Dvash Nozel. And maybe that's how we understood the Tosefta, but in the Hanami, if it was Dvash Karush, then it may be mutter even according to Rebbe. So, potentially you could read that Berlacha as such. Rebbe Karp doesn't like that. Rebbe Karp thinks that that's not pshat in the Berlacha. If indeed it was true that according to Rebbe, if the Mishabru assumed that according to Rebbe, there's no issue with Sinas Tavash Karish, so why does the Mishabru have to say that the Brisa is only leaving the Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, the Tosefta is only leaving the Rebbe Yosef Yehuda? The Mishnah Berurah should have said that the Tosafta is a leap at the Rebbe and it's talking about Dvash Karish. So the fact that Mishnah Berurah says that the Tosafta is only the Rebbe Yosef Yehuda sounds like he's assuming that the din is the same both for Dvash Karish and Dvash Nozel. And then the Mishnah Berurah argues on the Shvisas HaShabbos, which is why Rabbi Karpting said you should be Machmir on mayonnaise even be Nisina. So this is a big deal in Poskim going back pre-war, where it sounds like there was a fairly common practice, at least in certain European communities, to make a tzibul or something of that sort on Shabbos, finely ground onions and eggs, which the way it's normally made would be a blila ava, to the extent that there's a blila there, if you're mixing some kind of agent into that. And it sounds like, at least in some places, the minhag was to make this on Shabbos without shinuyim. So that's what the poskim address. Is there justification for that practice? Neglected to mention on the outset that today's shiur is Le'ilei Nishmas, my wife's grandmother, Dvorah Bas Mordechai, whose yard site is today. So Tzitz Eliezer talks about this in Chelek Yud Aleph Simen Lamed Vav. So if you're making this kind, if you assume, like the Makilim that we just quoted about mayonnaise, so then if you're making this kind of egg salad with mayonnaise in such a way that you'll do a Shino Begibol, so that potentially would solve the problem. Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Aleph Simen Lamed Vav, talking about preparing some kind of an egg dish of chopped eggs together with shemen on Shabbos, which is definitely a Elisha sensitive substance. So what grounds are there to make such a mixture on Shabbos? So he says, if we're talking about a Blila Raka, so then you have a standard shinuyim that you can use in a Blila Raka. But a Blila Raka may not be as tasty or appetizing. What if you want to do this with a Blila Ava? So we quoted part of this Tshuva of Shlomo Kluger last time, Elefach HaShlomo Simen Kuf Lamites. Shlomo Kluger has a couple of chidushim there. We quoted chidush number one last time or two times ago that the Isser Lishem in the Torah is only B'zayim Mashkin and not with other substances. So if you're using shemen, not shemen dais, not from the Zayim Mashkin, sorry, if you're using a kind of imitation shemen or something that's not from the Zayim Mashkim, then maybe that's not Lisha Deraisa. And then he has a second Chiddush that he thinks Ein Lisha Ella Gedulei Karka. That goes back to our previous discussions as to what constitutes Gedulei Karka. Ramosha doesn't think that's correct. Ramosha, one of the Chubas Rabbi Eider O.C. Bays, thinks that there's no basis for making such a suggestion when it comes to Lisha, that Ein Lisha Ella Gedulei Karka, it's not one of the Malachas HaKarka, it's not like Tochein. But Shlomo Kluger says two chidushim. Number one, that there's no lisha outside of Zayim Mashkim, and number two, a lisha ella de gedulei karka, which is meant to justify the practice of making this kind of tzibul or egg dish, even bavli laraka, excuse me, without any shinuyim. Deborah Tziner tries to justify it as well. Ger Moshe, Chelek Vav, Simen Mem Dalid. Chelek Vav, Simen Mem Dalid. He writes, this is a practice in Europe, that this is done by Gedolei Olam and Tzadikim Mefursanim, including his own family, who were Chasuva Rabbanim and Dayanim. So obviously, it's Mutter Bli Shum Pikbuk. He says that this isn't really Lisha because you're not creating a Guf Echad. You're just being Mosif Tam. So he says, it sounds like what he's saying is, what you're chopping up the eggs and the onions, and then you're putting some oil into it. But before you put the oil in, you have chopped eggs and onions. And after you put the oil in, it's weiter chopped eggs and onions. You haven't really changed the consistency of the mixture. You haven't they were there together without the oil, and they're there together with the oil to the extent that they're together. You haven't created a guf echad just by pouring a little bit of shaman into it, and he thinks that's not subject to lisha, hashir barer, minag Yisrael Torah. Dayan Weiss, Chela Dalit Simin Kavches, says if you're going to make sibul on Shabbos, so the best thing to do is to give every family member their own tiny quantity of chopped eggs and chopped onions, and everybody can put their own oil into their own small portion on their own. So that's a little bit of a al-yad kula of small quantities, samach l'achila, and you should be marav b'korach, and you should use shinuyim. So then he's basically saying that you could be makel with shinuyim b'gibol, the tziruf that it's ma'at. Yeah.
The Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah Berurah before, he spoke about the Rosh Hashanah in Din or actually the Farish. When was the Rosh Hashanah written?
Mr. Booth, I felt like in the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah was analog.
Right. It's after.
The Rosh Hashanah was a few years ago.
Okay.
The Rosh Hashanah was explaining, the question was, can you say that the Mishabruah could agree to the Tris of the Shabbos? The Mishabruah says in the Be'er Halacha that you're not allowed to be no Saint Devash into a shumshimin like substance. And that brisa is only liba de Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and not a liba de Rebbe.
When was the Shvisa Shabbos written?
When was the Shvisa Shabbos written? Before the war. Right? So he said, can you say that the Mishabruah can read that the Tosefta is distinguishing between Shem and Karish and Shem and Oso. When he says that Tosefta is only with Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and not only with the Rebbe, is that only talking about Shem and Nozel, but maybe Rebbe would agree that Shem and Karish would be mutter. That's the question. That's the Machlokas, Orchos, Shabbos, and Rabbi Karp. Okay. Shmir Shabbos, L'chasa, Perichas, Ha'aret, Sadi, Beis. Also, he says, as a L'chachila matter, it's better to avoid making the sibul with oil on Shabbos, but if there is such a minhag, so he points out the various stadim lakula that you could be dimitzarif. The Ayil Meshulash here in the Beigurim in the back 7 Kafal quotes from the Chazanish and the Stipler that they said you should not be able to make sibul on Shabbos with oil even with a shinoi. And the Ayil Meshulash's bottom line is that if you have a family minhag going back to Europe, so deal with your family minhag. But if you don't have a family minhag, then you l'chafila should be machmir, not to rely on the various kulas here. So that's the question. The standard recipe here is not with mayonnaise, it's with shemen, which is a bigger problem. But if you're to make something like that with mayonnaise, so that's the question whether mayonnaise may be better, and whether there's an issue in the sinas mayonnaise lechatchila according to rabbis. That seems to be machlokas among the later poskim, and it sounds like that's also yesh makom lahachmir on that. So if you have finely ground substances, it's not so pasha that mixing it with mayonnaise would be acceptable. In the other direction, so the mayonnaise argument is maybe you could construct a substance that if you were to mix it, if you were to insert it, the nesina, that kind of nesina would be mutter even according to Rebbe. In the other direction, are there substances that even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda might be aser b'nesina? We're entertaining that maybe something could be mutter b'nesina according to Rebbe. Are there substances that could be aser b'nesina even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? So that seems to be a din that we have in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Kaf. Shin Mem, Sif Yud Beis. Shinman Sifi Beis. This is another Zvachim Gemara, the same Zvachim Gemara of Kibus, and the same daf there in Sadi Dalit. The Mechaber Shinman Sifi Beis. And no saying Zera Pishtan O Shum Shemin the Chayose Behem B'mayim. If you put flax seeds or sesame seeds into water, Chayiv Mishum Lash. So putting these kinds of seeds into water is a chiyuv d'oraisa of lash because they easily mix together. So Shvi'is Shabbos points out in his Hagdama Osvav, the Mechaber passes like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. The Ramah said you have to be machmer like Rebbe. So the Mechaber passes like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda is not wasting the same as mine. And here he's telling you, based on Akamar and Zvachim, that when it comes to Zara Pishon Hashem Shemin, there isn't an issue in the Sinas Mayim. So apparently you see that even according to Yosef Yehuda, there are substances where there could be an issue derives of Nesina, where the Nesina alone creates a Goshecha. This may be relevant, yeah, no?
Why not just say that these are allowed by people?
Well, the Lashon is Misarvim and Nilim Zeb Azeb. That doesn't sound like a
okay, I thought they were like, you know,
up far
and
whole.
They just, like,
the Lysa,
you added water, so they stick together, but
it's
not like Kemaf that, like, you make an
Esau. Okay, so that itself, as we pointed out, is Labar Gibel, so according to Manu Yishonim, that's still going to be Mutter B'Nusin, according to Yossi, Rebbe Huda Minotaurah, right?
No, I'm saying for Tosfos, who holds that, it would be Asher. So that would be the explanation. You have to say that he's masking the Rebbe. I mean, he's masking the Rebbe because it's a Labar Gibel.
Maybe. Okay, so the Shvi'is Shabbos assumes that you see from here that there are certain substances that everyone is going to agree are Asur B'Nesinas Mayim. And the Ayin Mishulish points out, Perek Beis of Kaftes, this is relevant for instant mashed potatoes, maybe. Ramosha writes in Shuvi Dal Shrabi Eider, that Evan would agree that putting water into instant potatoes would be usher. So a substance that is going to congeal together, begush echad, ayide nesinas mayim alone, that could be usher in the Torah, even according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, irrespective of whether you call that la bar gibel, and you'd hold that la bar gibel is usher b'nesin. But as we saw in the Mishnah Brura, Shimkaf Aleph, Sivkat and Samachas, when we're dealing with Chasichos Gedolos, so then we significantly limit or eliminate any potential Lisha exposure. So to mix together Chasichos Gedolos with a substance that otherwise would be subject to Lisha would be mutter. So we mentioned that last time in the context of American coleslaw, relevant to potato salad or even an egg salad or something like, if you cut the pieces large enough. In the Shabbos kitchen, he quotes from Rabbi Posen from down the blocks, Kisser Hilchos Shabbos, that he thought you can't be making on Chasikos Gadolos because you don't know where to draw the line. How do you know what's a small piece? How do you know what's a big piece? And the Shabbos kitchen counters that no, if it's going to look like a gofechon when you mix it together with the liquid, the substance, so then that's a problem. Those are small pieces. When you make a potato salad with a larger size piece of potatoes, so it doesn't look like a gofechon. It looks like there are pieces of potatoes in the potato salad. If you make coleslaw, it doesn't look like a single blob. You can tell that there are different pieces of cabbage in the coleslaw. Rabbi Willett thought that was correct, not like Dayan Posen, that what the Mirish Brew says, that if you have larger pieces that are not dak, that would not be subject to Lisha. So that's the general Eitzah. If you're making a salad on Shabbos that requires some kind of mixing of a liquid substance, if the pieces are big enough, it wouldn't be subject to Lisha. Yeah.
What is the implication also for egg salad or for Israeli coleslaw? You can still tell every point apart. You still don't get a piece of dough in front of you. You can
It's not dough, but if you have tiny pieces of eggs, it doesn't look like separate pieces of eggs. It looks, if they're small enough, it looks like a unit. Okay, so with that, we will move on to Bishul. Back to the Gemara on Ayin Daled with Beis, which we last encountered a long time ago. In the list of Malachos in the Mishnah, after Lash, we have Ofet, baking. Ask the Gemara, Amar Papa, Shabbat Tana Didan Bishul Samimanim Dabar V'Mishkan, the Nakad Ofet. So we would have expected that the Malacha should have been the Vasho, which is what we call it anyway. So why does the Mishnah refer to it as Ofet and not the Vasho? After all, Bishul Samamadim existed clearly in the Mishkan. Afia did not exist in the Mishkan. Rashi Nakad Ofed Loshayk Malachas HaMishkan Klal, at least not in the construction of the Mishkan. Says Gemara, Tanit Didan Sidur the Pas Nakad. So Tana of our Mishnah is going with Sidur the Pas, that all the previous malachos are from the perspective of what do you need to do to get to the final product of bread. So the final product of bread is baked. That's a fiyah and not bishul. Rashi sidur the pascha hiskel bo naka the ofa b'makam bishul samimanim hu dehu bishul the pas. That a fiyah is the bishul of pas, but it sounds like really bishul and ofa are two sides of the same coin, two parallel applications of the same melacha. Says the Tozer Rush on Ayin Daled Amud Aleph. He notes, it's not that a fiyah didn't exist the Mishkan at all, because we know from Menachos Mem Gimel and Aleph that the way to tell the difference between Telos and Kela Ilan is by putting it on some kind of a baked barley cake or some kind of a baked substance. So obviously they had to do a fee on the Mishkan in order to verify what was Telos versus what was Kela Ilan. So there was an afia component in the Mishkan. It says it's Hazar Rosh, the Hadar Mina Lakaman, Shavak Tana Bishul Samamanu Dabav Mishkan, Haki Gamar, Amai Shavak Iker Adavar Shayav Mishkan, the Haidu Bishul Samamanin, the Nakar Atafel, the Haidu Ofe. So it's true that there was an application of Afia the Melecha Samishkan, but Bishul had a much more primary role than Afia. You only use Afia Labdika Samaman. Mishani Tana Sidur the Pasnaka Vlachashas the Misniya Iker came to Ofanami up in Mishkan about Mishim Sidur the Pas Lava Tani Dabishalay Mishin Kla. So Sidur the Pas is a Cheshvin. So if we're dealing with Bishul, which was more prominent in Mishkan, and a field which was less prominent, and I have a Cheshvin of Tana Sidur the Pasnaka, so I can choose a field over Bishul. Had a field not existed in Mishkan Klal, then I wouldn't have said Sidur the Pas Nakat and use a malacha or an open malacha that didn't exist, the Mishkan Klal.
Does this mean to say that the tchelos that they used in the Mishkan was taken from the mitzvahs clothing and the like? Because why?
I think otherwise, why would
they have tchelos? Why did they check for kala ilan? Just you have the tchelos, you know, you have no suffix that was kala ilan. You took it out of them. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
The footnote said that the Mechas is over, based on that question.
Yeah? So that, that point, that why did Rabbeinu Tam say you need this weird bread? Right. Apparently, Rashi and whoever says you don't need this bread. So Rabbeinu Tam thinks you need this bread because they got the Tchelos from the Mitzrim and the Kelim. Yeah? Yeah.
I mean, you can look, if I remember right.
Footnote on.
And then
Mostadarach's cooks, Tosfos, Pesos, Arach. Ah, okay. Fine. The Igle Tal in the beginning of Ofer Osi Beis, the cousin Aleph Osi Beis, quotes a girsa in the Uraim that he points out in the footnote there. They quote that the Avnei Nezer in Tshuva Kufna Dalet Aleph writes that they changed this girsa in the newer printed Uraim, but it existed in the older print, and the Avnei Nezer thinks that the older print is correct. But he quotes this girsa in the Uraim that a girsa in our Gemara, instead of Sidur de Pas Nakat, Sidur de Chsiv Nakat. That we're going in the order of the Pasuk. What does that mean? Simply tell things it means Pasuk in Mishalach, Eis Asher Tafu Eis Asher Tavashu Vashelu. So in the Pasuk there, Afiyah comes before Bishol. So that's why the time of the Mishnah has Afiyah instead of Bishol. Not Sidur de Mishkan, not Sidur de Pas, sorry, but Sidur de Krah. Okay. The Ilikdal points out there, the very beginning of Afia. Anyway, you slice it, it sounds like both Afia and Bishal are equivalent of Avos. They're both considered an Av Malacha. You think that's the Mashmos in the Rambam at the beginning of Parakas. That goes through both Afia and Bishol, starting in Halacha Aleph, and only introduces Tolados later in the Parak, beginning with Halacha Vav. So I think to get the impression that both Ofa and Mevashel are equivalent of us. He does quote Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Afia is a Tolada of Bishol, that Bishol is the Av, and Afia is the Tolada, and the Leitel thinks that this is Yushambi Shitasa. Yushambi assumes that we learn out Malachos from Avodas HaKarbanos as opposed to Avodas HaMishkan, Mishkan V'Kelav. So that's a Machlokas Tanayim, whether Afias Lechem upon him was Doche Shabbos. So if you hold like Rabbi, she says Yerushalmi holds that if Afiyah's lechem upon him was Zocha Shabbos, she's just Rabbi. So then you didn't have an oven of Afiyah b'avodas hakarbanos to use as a model for Malachos. The model for Malachos are things that were not done on Shabbos. If the only instance of Afiyah for avodas hakarbanos was Afiyah's lechem upon him, and that was Zocha Shabbos, so that wouldn't be a model for Malacha. And that's why the Yerushalmi thinks that it's only a tolada because it wasn't b'mishkan. It wasn't b'mishkan in an ofen that would be defined as a malacha. So maybe that's why the Yerushalmi considers afiyah tolada, not enough. Yeah.
If we're learning out here the malachas and the ma'aser karbanos.
The Yerushalmi, right? He says the Yerushalmi learns from avodas karbanos.
But avodas docha Shabbos.
I'm sorry.
Avodas docha Shabbos.
Avodas docha Shabbos.
So it means the 39 malachos are all things we would use for
all things where there are instances in the avodah that are not docha Shabbos. So if you're going to tell me that afiyah slachem upon him is docha Shabbos, so that can't be a model for achdav b'mishkan chashiva malacha.
Well, shechita is docha Shabbos.
Shechita is docha Shabbos, and some are fine, and others are fine. Some korbanos are docha Shabbos, some are not. So you have to have at least assuming.
So mechaz adava isn't docha Shabbos. Mechaz lachem upon him is mechaz adava isn't the meaning. For all of it, it seems like you could find some that were yes.
Okay, I hear. I think that's how he said it. I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Yerushalmi says that Afiyah is a Tolada?
Yeah, Bishul says that Afiyah is a Tolada. And he puts him Eerie, he says like that, or he thinks of Eerie, holds away. Okay. But, fine. So but for all intents and purposes, going forward, so we would generally assume that Afia and Bishol are both an Av. Going forward, we'll usually use the term Bishol, just as the term of record. What is the definition of Bishol? So we'll see that Bishol is not limited to food. Bishol applies to other substances as well. Paratas Lachavav, the Rambam, for example, Matach mini matkas, mechamis hamatekas. Those are toladas of bishul. The bishul applies at least with tolada to non-food items. Excuse me as well. So bishul means changing the state of something through heat. So the most common application is you're changing the state of a food item through heat. But if you change the state of metal through heat also, that would be an application of bishul as well. Just parenthetically, every carp discusses, or Rebbe discusses, can you put, if you put hot water in a styrofoam cup on Shabbos, and that ever so slightly deforms the cup, is that a potential problem of bishul? Shevet Alevi, Cheleches, Simen and Zayin, Cheleches, Simen and Zayin. Rabbi Karp talks about this in Parakas, Se'if Zayin. They explain that it's not really, if there's a slight deformation, if not melting the material, that's not really having an effect, aside from the fact that it's Onichale and it's Mekalkel. Rabbi Karp quotes from Avil Yashiv that if you have a hard substance that you soften, that's bishul. If you have a soft substance that you soften further, that's not bishul. So this is a flimsy material. So you're making the flimsy material flimsier. That may not be bishul either. Okay. Now we're going to be spending a good number of time now in Simen Shin Yud Ches and going more or less Keseder the Simen. Yeah.
Most of the examples of bishul, I think we're going to see, or at least when it comes to things that aren't food, will be into hardening. Hardening soft things or softening hard things. What about where the application of heat, does it change something's color? Or other physical
action? It changes color, but doesn't change its...
Yeah, I mean, it's just as strong or just as hard, but like...
That would be Zaveya, but that wouldn't be bishul. Okay, so the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, we have the sugya of Maisa Shabbos, which, as we'll see, is broader than the Malacha Bishul. It appears here because the Gemara introduces it in the context of Bishul, but because it's here and is relevant to, as we'll see, many other Malachos, we'll talk about it presently. The Gemara on Lamaches Amud Aleph quotes a Mishnah Trumos regarding the status of Maisa Shabbos bin Mevashel v'Shabbos. If one is Mevashel v'Shabbos, what is the status of the food that was cooked? But the Gemara Lamaches doesn't quote the whole picture, doesn't give you the whole range of Shitas Tanayim. For that, you have to look in other sugyos that are marked more on the Shitas. So, for example, Chulin Tesvav Min Aleph, Bavakam Ayin Aleph Min Aleph. So the Gemara there presents the 3 days in Tanayim, Remei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, and the Sandler. What is the effect of Maisa Shabbos, and what's the difference between Shogeg and Mezid? So Remei holds that Mevashel B'Shabbos B'Shogeg, that if a person cooks on Shabbos B'Shogeg, then he's allowed to eat it even on Shabbos itself. And B'mezid lo yochal. So Mevashel B'Shabbos is showing according to Meir, the Mevashel, even the Mevashel himself, can eat it on Shabbos itself. If he's Mevashel B'Shogeg, if he's Mevashel B'mezid, lo yochal. What does lo yochal mean? So Rashi says two things in two places. Rashi, Chul and Tezvav, says lo yochal, he can't eat, and Acherim can't eat on Motzei Shabbos. So Rashi and Chulin says, Vashel b'Shabbos b'mezid, according to Remeir, no one can eat on Motzei Shabbos, but everyone can eat on Motzei Shabbos. So according to Remeir, Vashel b'Shabbos b'shogeg, even the Mevashel can eat right away, The Vasa B'Shabbos Mezen, according to Remeir, according to Rashi in Chulin, everybody could eat Motzei Shabbos. According to Rashi in Ksubas, the beginning of the Eilin Haris, so there Rashi says it's only Acherim that are allowed to eat Motzei Shabbos, but Lo Yochal Hu, Olamis, and the Vasa himself, can never eat that food. So again, the Vasa B'Shabbos, according to Remeir, the shogeg, everybody can eat it right away. The mezid, acherim can definitely eat Moshe Shabbos. Whether the mevash himself can eat Moshe Shabbos, Rashi says two different things in two different places. That's Shitas Remeir. And we'll see under what circumstances Remeir maybe can be relied upon, the Shas Hadchak. Then the middle Shita, which we'll see according to Rav Yishad and Tavi Paskin, is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shogeg yochal the Motzei Shabbos, that if you're mevashel Shabbos v'shogeg, you can eat Motzei Shabbos, both the mevashel himself and acherim. There's no difference between the mevashel and other people. Everybody can eat Motzei Shabbos. And on Shabbos itself, no one can eat. So v'shogeg and Shabbos, no one can eat according to Rabbi Yehuda. Motzei Shabbos, everybody can eat. Gam hu, gam acherim. And b'mezid, Rabbi Yehuda says that the mevashel himself can never eat, and acherim can eat Motzei Shabbos. Okay, so again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, mevashel b'shogeg, there's no difference between him and acherim. Shabbos, no. Motzei Shabbos, yes. And b'mezid, he can never eat, and acherim can eat on Motzei Shabbos. And then the third position in Tanayim, the most macro position is of Yochanan Hasamlar, that b'shogeg acherim can eat Motzei Shabbos, but the mevashel himself can never eat. And b'mezid, no one can ever eat. The Gemara in Bava Kama Ayin Aleph and Aleph, where the Gemara there quotes these Tanaim and Maisa Shabbos, the Gemara has a slightly more expansive treatment of Shitas of Yochanan Hasandlar. And there the Gemara quotes a Pasuk. Gemara says, Maitam of Yochanan Hasandlar, Kedidar Shabbatia Piska de Bein Nasiya, Shmartim is a Shabbos, he Kodesh Yilachem, Ma Kodesh Asir Bachila, Af Maisa Shabbos, Asurin Bachila. So it's a hekish to hekdish, just like hekdish is asur b'achila, so too ma'aser shabbos is asur b'achila. Where it says hekdish is also asur b'ana, im hakodesh asur b'ana, if ma'aser shabbos asur b'ana, tamo lomer lachem, shalachem yehei. Yachol fil v'shogeg, tamo lomer mechalem osimas, b'mezin amarti lach, v'lo v'shogeg. So the Gemara in Bava Kama pins a pasuk on Yochan HaSadler, that the Isser, the mezid of having, of anyone benefiting from it, even Lachar Shabbos, is Hekdesh related, based on this Hekdesh of Shmartim HaShabbos, Hikodesh Yilachem, and that's what asers it, the Achila, for everybody, even Lachar HaShabbos. Then the Gemara quotes Machlokas HaMaroyim, Rav Acha and Ravina, is Ma'aseh Shabbos Deraisa, is Ma'aseh Shabbos Derabbanan, working off this pasuk, so it sounds like that machlokes is within Rav Yochanan Sandler, is his pasuk and his machta, or is his pasuk a drasha gemura, a din, the araisa, period. Meaning within the way the Gemara presents in their Bava Kama, within Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we're clearly talking about a knas Derabbanan. Within Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that's a machlokas, is this an esmachta, or is this a drasha gevur? And then within that machlokas, Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda, presumably, the machlokas is, we're talking about a knas, but are we even kansina shogeg to meza? Does that knas extend to shogeg as well? Yes.
I think that Rashi talks about it in Hulin.
Mm-hmm.
It's machlokas hana whether or not there's a knas, and if there isn't, the only problem would be getting hana from an iser. don't have a lot of crash here, but meaning the Bimeir, the only one, right? Does that make sense?
But the way Rashi explains it there is that the machlokas is there a knas only for over and an issur deraisa, or even if you is a knas only if you're over and an issur deraisa and be vaded, or even if you or even b'shogeg.
Well, there's an issur b'shogeg also, but
whether there's a knas b'shogeg.
Doesn't Rashi say in theater Yehuda doesn't have a knas? The only machlokes is
Chulin. The other Gemara.
Not a Chulin. Okay, so I'll ask.
I'll look it afterwards. Okay. Now, Ramosha has a line. Igros Ramosha Chelid Bei Simen Ayin Aleph. The context of the tshuva is whether there's an iser hana'a if someone lights a candle for you on Shabbos as far as Maisa Shabbos. Ramosha there assumes that the pasuk that we're going to be up on a sandler, being an asmachter more of the hektish comparison, may inform Shitas Rabbi Yehuda as well. That even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the nature of the Isser may be hektish related, which Meresh Moshe points out to Memtes, may manifest itself in whether we view the effect of Maisa Shabbos is creating an Isser the Chepsav, which is more hektish related or hektish oriented. So even if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see, but there may still be some resonance of the hektish theme even within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So that idea that maybe there's an Isser Chepsa on Maisa Shabbos is most pronounced in the Shuvas HaRashba, that the Magen Avraham quotes the very beginning of Simen Shin Yudches. Shuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Ayin Hey. Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Ayin Hey. The question that Rashi is addressing is Kedera Shebishel VaYisrael Lesara Cholash Eish BaSakana. So, someone cooked on Shabbos for a Cholash Eish BaSakana. In the Yasur of Nesha Vishnu Baba Shabbos. So does that Kedera become Asur because you cooked in it on Shabbos? O Mutara from Nesha Ein Maisa Shabbos Asur and Elav Yochan Asandler Lekhan Allah and Kivaseh. O Dilma Asura came and Dikal Amigzer Shema Yarbe Ba Litzarach Baris. It says the Rashba. Davar Baruhu Zet Lekuli Almashi Mutaris. Shafila tafshel atmo mutter le'erev, v'yafila b'yochanan nesamla. Shel asur Rabbi Yochanan, ela v'shenasa b'mezid, avalo v'shoge. Even Rabbi Yochanan Sandler's most extreme position, that is asur for everyone, olamis, that's only b'mezid and not b'shoge. Daksani b'shoge, yochal masi shabbos, achem l'alo. V'dafka b'shoge b'isr. Here we're talking about we're mevashel beheter. We're talking about chol sheish b'sakana. So you're allowed to cook for him. Below us are people of Yochanan Sandler. Ela ma'isa Shabbos be'iser. Because she can't be used. Because she can't be made. So in the Shiloh that the Rashi was addressing, the Rashi says the question doesn't go on get off the ground. But fundamentally, if we're talking about a real case of Maisa Shabbos b'mezid, the Rashi didn't reject the possibility that you could have a case where even the Kedera becomes usher. And that's what the Magen Avraham quotes in the beginning of Shin Yud Ches. Mashma Barashba, the Kedera Asura Gamken. The Mechaber says, the maze that Asur Lola Olam, Lachay Mudamos Shabbos, which is Shitas, Rabbi Hudas, we'll see. Rashba sounds like, where Mechaber Shabbos Asur is the food, it Asur is the Kedera as well. And Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Sifkatan Dalit. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman in analyzing this, Chelek Aleph Mincha Shlomo Simen Hei Anaf Gimel, Chelek Aleph Simen Hei Anaf Gimel, that he says, even in as much as we pass like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Yochanan and Sandler, he says, Halacha L'maisa, there may be a significant distinction between the effect of Maisa Shabbos v'achila and the effect v'hana. He writes, Chala osa malacha v'shabbos v'mezid v'midi d'mechol mishti. So if you perform a malacha v'mezid on food or drink, hareza nasa k'macholos asuras. So that imparts to the subject of your malacha a status of macholos asuros, the asur lecha lelishtos mibli lachshav klal, and then the miosa malacha olav. So even in a case of, let's say, azla bishula, where what do you do on Shabbos? You heated it up, and then come to Shabbos to cool down. So you had something that was where the effect of the malacha has evaporated. The effect of the malacha is no longer there. You're not benefiting from the malacha that took place. Nevertheless, you may have created a chetza di yisura that's going to remain usur v'achila for that reason. V'yafa mevashel esatzli v'shabbos usur v'achila gam l'mi shetzaloi adiflei tfei. Let's say you had something that was roasted. We'll see yesh bishel achar tzli, and then you cooked it on Shabbos. You would rather the roasted food, not the cooked food. So the cooked food, the cooking, was detrimental as far as you're concerned. But nevertheless, since there was a malacha done to this food, it remains us. So we don't pass on the Yochanan Sam, we pass on the Rebbe, Yehuda, and therefore there's a chiluk between lo and the chayrim. So you have a fascinating reality. We can have something that's usher b'chepsa for one person, and not for other people. Mishum kach, kitzvichu gam lahagil asakli shadishu ba b'shabbos, gam kishu eino ben yomo. And then, if you're going to ask the kedera, that might require your hafshur kelim. Avagashim itzad asvara, yiyos and nir lomer, t'mo shal achar shabbos mutal acherim, kach mutal gam lavashal asma lachar shabbos mutal acherim, kevin shinos in tam lafagam eino nana, So, if you, Shlomo Zalman says, according to this Rashi, the Magen Avraham Mishmur quote Lalacha, if a person was mevashel the Shabbos in a pot, kamos the Shabbos, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, so that's going to remain usher for the Mevashel. So the pot is going to remain us as Mevashel, but it could be rectified with Hagola. So the food is going to be Usher Lomis. The pot is now Usher because it was used for an Isser and has Blias of that Isser, Maisa Shabbos. That would be subject to and require Hagola to be matir for the Mevashel himself. So anyone else can use the pot and even eat the food without question, come to Shabbos. The Mevashel himself would have to do Hagola on the pot.
Rabbi is quite your phone's oven as an afternoon of this discussion. Yes, Machalos Asuros for the Rashba and for the Magen Avraham, and this is, and Afkamina is, you know, what do you mean, Hagala, is that what we're...
He's just pointing out that taking this to the logical conclusion,
And Rebbe said that he might be distinguishing between Israel and Israel.
Well, that's how he frames it. He says, that whole presentation is relevant to Mevashel. We have something that's Aser Bachila. And then he says, So he says, this status of giving a chefza shel iser status to something that was cooked on Shabbos, that may only be relevant to midi the achilu v'shesia. But if you have a malacha that was done to an object not subject to achilu v'shesia, and that malacha no longer has an effect, meaning there's no residual hana from the malacha that was done, so then it wouldn't remain aser b'chefza. Okay. How far have you gotten into the Meister Shabbos Marmor Kamas? Okay. So maybe we'll stop here. And then we'll pick up Mitzvah Shem next time. Analyzing the Shita, what we said in Halacha, and then get to some Halacha Meister applications. Wednesday at 3:00 session.